This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers are moving ahead with a bill intended to make ride shares like Uber and Lyft safer for passengers. CPR's Benta Berkland explains that it would require continuous video recording during rides, which has raised some concerns.
I imagine there are passengers who don't want to be videotaped, and then there are questions about who can access those recordings. Who stores them? How long are they stored? Who pays for it?
CPR's Benta Berkland. The rideshare bill passed its first hearing this week. U.S. Energy Secretary Chris Wright came back to Colorado this week at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Golden. The Denver native talked about producing more electricity and keeping prices low. He said that alarm around climate change has hurt U.S. energy production.
The biggest barrier in energy development the last few decades is people, for political reasons, calling climate change a crisis.
Before his appointment to the cabinet, Wright was CEO of Liberty Energy, a Colorado-based company serving the oil industry. A federal judge ordered Denver Water this week to stop construction on a new dam at Gross Reservoir. The project would triple the reservoir's capacity, but environmental groups say it would also permanently damage streams and wetlands. The court ordered the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to consider new alternatives to the project. The Colorado Rockies try again against the Athletics this evening in Denver. They lost their season home opener to the A's yesterday. It was 6-3. This is CPR News and KRCC.